It's Monday, May 29th, 2017. Thanks for tuning in to this very special 13th birthday season 1 flashback episode of The Sounds of My Head. On this episode of the show, I'm going to be playing songs from the very first episodes of The Sounds of My Head.
Virtuosity has almost become the rule.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
So you quote, love unquote me. Well, stranger things have come to be. But let's agree to disagree. 'Cause I don't. Isn't very realistic. You may sing me they were you, and I start crying halfway through, but nothing you say is true, so I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You may set your charm on stun and say I'm delightful and fun, but you say that to everyone. Well, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. So you're brilliant, gorgeous, and ampersand after ampersand. You think I just don't understand.
So welcome to this special 13th birthday season 1 flashback episode of The Sounds of My Head. On this episode of the show, I'm going to be playing songs from the very first few episodes of the show, which started on May 31st, 2004, 13 years ago today, very nearly, exactly 13 years ago. And this was before podcasts were a thing. My old opening sweeper used to say, it's like a radio show, but without all that radio business, because podcasting wasn't a thing yet, so I didn't know how to call it that. But yeah, I've been doing the show since then. Back in the day, most people listening today probably don't know, because no one listened back then. Very few people listen now, but no one listened back then. So back then I did a weekly show and there were four songs per episode. So it was really short episodes, but it was every week. So blessing and a curse, I guess. But it's easier to do it bi-weekly and have more songs. And bandwidth being what it is, people have faster internet connections, so size is less of an issue, et cetera, et cetera. So the show's gotten longer over the years and less frequent, but whatever, it's still the same show. And as if to prove that, I wanted to play songs from the very first season, which still hold up. A lot of these are still some of my very favorite songs. So it seemed like a good thing to do, to just sort of flash back and take note of what I was doing 13 years ago. So Magnetic Fields, I Don't Believe You from the album I. That was the very first song I played on The Sounds of My Head. And I'm going to just play the whole first episode now because I love all these songs still. And the interesting thing about these songs that I'm going to play on the show is, A, they would all still just totally be songs I'd play on the show today if they came out. But also that some of them are really hard to get now or don't exist. Or I think that this next song actually is one of those. You can only buy it on CD from Amazon at this point, it seems like. This the band of Bees, or the Bees, depending on which country you were in, as they were known from the UK. Their song No Trophy came off their album Sunshine Hit Me. It was their debut. They had a few other albums, but the Sunshine Hit Me seems like it's gone away. So you're going to hear that, and then you're going to hear Of Montreal from Athens, Georgia, with Disconnect the Dots from Satanic Panic and The Attic. And then finally, the last song I played on the first episode of the show was Erlen Oy's The Black Keys work, the original version, which is another one of these weird songs. Like, seems like you just can't buy it anymore. You can get all these weird remixes of it, but the original seems as though no one carries it, which is pretty strange because I love that song. It's one of my favorite songs. So Erlen Oy from Bergen, Norway. So there we go. The whole first episode of the show was just four songs. Magnetic Fields, Bees, Of Montreal, and Erlen Oy. And you're going to hear those next three right now on this special 13th birthday flashback episode of The Sounds of My Head.
comes connect the dots. It's so beautiful. I live in a city. It's so beautiful. Comes connect the dots with me, Poppet. Comes connect the dots. Comes connect the dots with me, Poppet. It's so beautiful.
hardest city streets. You falling trapped, jet black in the hole that just a pity. I'm playing cards real close to my chest, can't see what I've got. 1 minute we're sub-zero in the same red pipe and hopping. When we are up, we're up, and when we are down, we're down. Cars crash in perfect fashion, but they don't see me make the sound. When I'm hanging with you, is that I'm hanging myself. Now my phone's off the hook and I lay low, lie low, I go self. Because you used to think that your life was precious metals and those metals. Now as you grow up, you know it, it's a violent divide. In that crown you go with the rhinestones. Now just one zero zero.
What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century, and how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that it's sovereign. I mean, you've been given sovereignty, and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Okay.
And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
Thank you.
enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Okay, catching up. So after Erland Oy back there, we heard the Russian Futurists from Toronto, Canada, the song Precious Metals off their Let's Get Ready to Crumble album. Super great. I always mega loved that song. That was the first song on episode 2 of The Sounds of My Head. Then the second song on episode 2 was The Hidden Cameras, also from Toronto, band Marriage, The Smell of Our Own. So it is another sort of interesting thing to observe here, is that some of these bands are still around and I still play stuff of them. The Hidden Cameras just had an album like last year. I played songs from it. Magnetic Fields, obviously, still heavy in rotation. Of Montreal, I don't play as often because I don't like their newer stuff as much typically, but, you know, they're still around making new music and playing shows. Erland Oy, of course, still around doing different things. But then Russian Futurists, I don't know, kind of vanished, seems like. And so did the band after that, after The Hidden Cameras, actually, the Hong Kong firm right here in New York City via New Orleans. They did the song Galaxies. I pulled it off their Rock the Faces. It was an EP that they released back in 2004, but then they released an album called Slow Motion Gets Around, and they put that song on there. So you could still get Galaxies and a few other songs by the Hong Kong, which are, that album is great. Super like those guys. Okay, moving right along. I think we're into July of 2004 now. We're going to play some stuff from later episodes of the, still in the first season, first couple months. Slumber Party from Detroit, Michigan, another band that's kind of don't think they really exist anymore. And this is off a compilation called Tracks and Fields, put out by the record label Kill Rock Stars. This is a remix, and this is the only place you get it was on that weird compilation. And it was kind of the best song on the compilation as well. So here we go. Electric Boots remix, Brown Rice versus Young Soul Rebels sound system. It's Slumber Party, and the original of the song is great too, and I actually played that song on the show way back then as well. But this is the remix, and it's fun. So here we go. Slumber Party from Detroit, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
It should turn my eyesight blind, but it only's been off of my life. And on to the step of all the rest, in all you do, wish you the best. Now I know I was wrong, gotta miss on, gotta put my boots on. Gotta put my boots on.
You learn how to rock. You learn to roller skate. You learn to roller skate. You learn to roller skate. Forward momentum slows, and you travel straight line. You gotta know how to stop when you do the bunny hop. Before you learn how to walk, before you learn how to rock, you learn to roller skate.
La 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 a lot harder than I imagined. It gets hard to be so close when I feel like I'm sharing perfection. And if I show I'm jealous, start acting a little crazed, you may not wish to ever hear from me again.
Does the noise in my head bother you?
Got to be running coal upside down his head.
It's my head!
Stop messing with my mind!
It's in my head!
I don't give a shit about you! I only care about what's in your fucking head!
He started the day with a mood and a shake. He was finally arranged. But someone said, thought he was twice, he was moving away. Cause everyone thinks that he goes away with age. Call me now, don't start shaking. You keep me safe, don't ever think you're the only one. When times are tough and you're new. He's walking along with a soul in his lungs. You stare at him long, you can find a new song. Everyone thinks they've got him in praise, but you're still miles away. You're still. Still
Let's catch up one last time. After Slumber Party back there, we heard a band from Berlin, Stereo Total. Still a big fan of those guys. I've played them on the show not that long ago, I think even. And that was the song L'Amour, though. That came off their Musique Automatique album, which came out a long time ago, and I just played it on the show back in 2004 in the first season, so I still love that song. Seemed like a good one to put on. Then we heard Call and Response from Oakland, California. Their song Roller Skate off their Call and Response self-titled album. Another band that sort of like popped up and went away. And I think that the people are still around, but they haven't released anything in many, many years. But I still love that song. It holds up. And then the Brunettes from Auckland, New Zealand. That song, along with Black Keys' work, I've played both of those songs on the show multiple times, I think, because I super duper love those songs. And they were also some of the very first songs I put on the show, so I felt like I had license to replay them. So this is a third time or something that the record store from Mars Loves Venus by the Brunettes has been on the show. But I love those guys. And I still play stuff by Jonathan all the time. He's been releasing new songs and stuff. So I still play him, even if the Brunettes themselves have not released anything in a long time. Okay, then after that, we heard the Polyphonic Spree from Dallas, Texas, my hometown. I love the Polyphonic Spree. I mean, they were such a concept band, and they still exist, actually. They still play shows periodically and stuff. And Tim DeLauder of Tripping Daisy, who formed the Polyphonic Spree, he's been playing some shows as Tripping Daisy lately, which is very exciting because it predates Polyphonic Spree even, so the fact that they're back together and doing shows is pretty cool. I love those guys as well. But Polyphonic Spree was kind of all the rage in the mid-aughts whenever I was doing the show. 2004, yeah, Hold Me Now from their album Together We're Heavy. This holds up. That song's still super great. Go back and check out Polyphonic Spree if you don't remember those guys. See them live. They still play shows periodically. It's pretty wild. Okay, then we heard one of my favorite bands, Luna, from right here in New York City at the time. The song Astronaut came off their closed cover Before Striking. Was that an EP or an album? Whatever it was. Love that song. Okay, finishing up this special flashback to 2004, 13th birthday for the Sounds of My Head episode of the show. Not a very concise name. They Might Be Giants. That's right, Brooklyn's musical ambassadors of love and light. I like to say my favorite band. Been playing them on the show, obviously, since day one as well. And their album The Spine, which came out in 2004, and to date is still one of my least favorite albums of theirs. I don't think I said that at the time, but boy, it's just like, feels like they were phoning it in or something. No offense to the Johns. I'm sure they weren't. I'm sure they were working hard on it, but it doesn't hold up. It's not their best record, I'm going to say. But it does have some freaking good songs on it, including Museum of Idiots, which is the song I put on the show back in 2004, and it still is one of my favorite They Might Be Giants songs, so even a dud from They Might Be Giants has some of their best work. Museum of Idiots from The Spine, one of my favorite They Might Be Giants songs, finishing up this special 13th birthday season 1 flashback episode of The Sounds in My Head.
They built this whole neighborhood out of wood, out of wood. I guess I'll still be around when they burn, burn it down. Standing around when they burn it down. Here in the Museum of Idiots. Honey, I'm there when you need me. Please believe me, please believe me. I'll still be right where you left me if you manage to forget me. Where we met is where you may forget. Chop me up into pieces if it pleases, if it pleases. And when the chopping is through, every piece will say, I love you.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Holiday for Strings by Walter Schumann, So Nice, The Summer Salsa by Billy May, 5-4 equals Unity by Pavement, and Spacesuit by They Might Be Giants. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about, including where to follow me on social media at thesoundsinmyhead.com. Look for links to Spotify, where you can go to find playlists for the show and listen to the songs without having to listen to me talk. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.
Get out of my head! Get out of my head!